We are at the Royal College of Surgeons in London for the Eye Care Support Pathway Conference. Phil Ambler from RNIB is with me. Phil, you're the director for England. So tell us about your part in this, or is your part just beginning?
My part is partly beginning and partly developing the Eye Care Support Pathway. So we've worked with 23 partners across what we call the Eye Care Support Sector. So that's organisations involved with providing optician care in the primary, in the high street. So people in the hospital, so ophthalmologists and others, and people in local authorities. My job is to get all of this wonderful pathway that we've developed to make sure that patients get the support. And the key thing is we had over 500 people across the country with lived experience inform what an eye care support pathway should be. It's my job is now to make sure we roll that out across the country so that people get the right support at the right time.
So the conference here, there's lots of partners in the room talking from, you know, it's the politics, third sector, clinicians as well. So, you know, it's a really energetic group that's been gathered together. Mm-hmm. How's the day been so far?
I think it's been brilliant. It's one of those ones, everyone, the key word has been collaboration. Everyone is so keen to make sure that this works, to make sure that, as I say, patients get the right support at the right time. And the only way we can do that is by working together as different organisations and as professionals and working with people with that lived experience.
Also with us is Wendy Craven. Wendy, you're representing the NHS here. Tell us about your job, first of all.
So I'm here representing optometrists delivering enhanced services in the local practices. So those people that are close contact with patients that could be looking for support and being able to help them and facilitate them into support. And the eye care support pathway is just an absolute breath of fresh air for us, making it, we're here now to help facilitate that to happen and to get people into it and get the support that they need.
And it's those people on the high street, they're generally the first point of call for many people. They may think they're just going for an eye check and, you know, maybe glasses or contact lenses, something like that, but so much more can come from that, and sometimes, you know, more of an immediacy needed to take them past that and onto the next stage if required.
Absolutely. As an optometrist, we're there to support our patients, and it's such a minefield out there. If we work in an area with more than one locality where we'll see patients, you know, we need to know how to access that help for each patient and to be able to have sort of a single point of access and the support there to be able to do it. At the moment in the Northwest, we're just about to launch the sight loss support service and a single point of access into that, which is just going to be a game changer for optometrists to be able to really support the patients in the way that they need to.
We've been talking to people from around the UK here, and although there's, you know, it's all about eye care, but there's a difference around the UK sometimes in the way that people perhaps are fed through the system. Are you looking for kind of better conformity and, you know, improvements again, obviously, as well?
Yeah, absolutely. That you can't know everything when you're on the ground, and you can't know everything that's available. You know what you'd like to give your patient, but you don't know what is available. So to have that single point of access in that eye care support pathway is just going to change everything.
How do things speed up? We've heard stuff about the importance of diagnosis early, preventable sight loss. Those are the big gains, as well as, of course, supporting those people who do have sight loss conditions. But how do you begin to improve that?
A difficult one, really. So, you know, optometrists are there and available for patients to come and see us. They can usually get an appointment within a few days into the practice in a normal sight test, you know, a standard sight test or an enhanced service. And I suppose if we need to be able to access patients into the right services straight after, and those services need to be open and available to accepting patients in a speedy manner.
What do you think you'll take from today?
There's certain things you go to in your career where you think, this is a change, this is something that's really going to stick, and that's what today feels like for me. Somebody mentioned earlier about the Macmillan support, and, you know, I've been lucky enough that nobody close to me in my family has had cancer, but I know that that is what I would access because that's what we've all seen the adverts, and I feel like this is, for the eye care support pathway, exactly that sort of change where it's going to be the same across the country. This is how you access help for your patients.
Phil, just finally, Wendy's obviously getting a lot from this, a lot of positivity from today as well, a lot that can be taken forward as well. Is that similar to what you're getting to?
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, it's one of these things we now need to move to action. It's that piece of we should be making sure that all patients are getting information in the right format, their required format. Otherwise, you know, we're letting them down. It's one of those things we should make sure that patients are fully informed and empowered. That's the real key thing, that people understand what should be happening as they go through that journey, that piece from primary care, from the opticians, into the secondary care with the ophthalmologists, and then to support beyond. Because what we want really from this is people get the right support and that they can effectively live their lives independently beyond. It's simple things that we should all be doing, asking questions, making sure people are informed, and that people can then go and live.
A landmark day to both of you. Thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.